The S&D Podcast Channel, the perfect channel for any style of podcast. We have all different pop culture style podcasts for all of your listening needs. If you would like to start a podcast, you can reach us at sndpodcast@gmail.com. We are always looking for new podcasts to add to our channel, and the topic could be anything you want. So contact us now.
Episode 387 is live. And what the fuck is happening in the NFL this week?
I feel like, I mean, this happens every year, but this year.
But it really doesn't. It's never this big.
It does, but it feels like the league year start is always pretty crazy. But no, this one felt different a little bit. Maybe there were some bigger names out there.
Definitely all that whole running back class of all time.
Right, that whole thing we had that we did last year with the Zoom calls and the running backs and all that, out the window. Nobody cares anymore. We're paying running backs. And life goes on.
Are we paying them, though?
I mean, they got money. Like, they signed contracts. Last year, it was like, we didn't want to give you anything. You don't exist. I wouldn't say they're like, okay. So to start off, the Packers deal with Jacobs is basically a 1 year deal.
For they're like, all every NFL contract, people don't realize, is basically a year by year deal.
Right, but
fuck, are you doing?
I was playing. I just clicked on it, and I didn't realize it would actually do it. I was just clicking. So, yeah, they can void. I mean, obviously, you have to deal with whatever dead cap shit. But it's basically I think it was basically a two-year deal for, like, $24 million. So, it's something. It's not, again, it's not, you know, staying unsigned until July or August.
Or waiting for, you know, the $300 million contract like Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery.
Which is just not going to... And you made it... I mean, we're jumping a little bit. But you made a good point today in our text message that it kind of didn't hit me until you said it. If they're getting signed now, they're not pitching until May.
You're basically signed... If you're the Yankees with Garrett Cole... Okay, we'll switch topics to this for a little bit. If you switch to Garrett... If Garrett Cole is out for 2 months... Let's just say he is out for 2 months. Let's face it, he needs Tommy John surgery and they're trying to avoid it.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
They're basically going to ruin him like the Mets did with... He's day-to-day with a hamstring injury for all season. But he'll have Tommy John surgery and he'll come back in like August next year. If you sign one of them, you're basically lose. You don't have them or Garrett Cole for 2 months at least.
It's probably... I don't know.
At this point, you're looking at Memorial Day. Figure they got to get into a throwing rhythm. You don't know what they're doing.
You have to hope they've been doing something. You have to hope they're at the point where they can be ready in 3 weeks. So maybe not. They won't.
Yeah, but be ready for what in 3 weeks?
Something. Starts. 5 innings.
Where?
In the major league.
Yeah, but Blake Snell only pitches 5 innings. So that's right, so like a regular day for him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You have to hope they have gotten themselves in a throwing regimen to where they're facing people. They can find guys to pitch to. It's not a big deal. They're throwing, you know, 60 pitches an outing at this point, 70 pitches an outing. Like, if they're not doing that, that's on them. But, yeah, I mean, they're not starting opening day, any of them. I think your best case scenario with either of them is, like, they're slotted as your fifth guy and they're pitching 2 weeks into the season when you don't need them the first time around.
I'm giving them minor league starts. Give them a couple innings every 5 days for the month of April. I'm not starting them till May. I'm not bringing them up here till May.
I think May is a little hard, a little much. But like I said, at least mid-April.
And now the Padres are trading for Dylan Keese because, you know, they have no money. So let's trade for people.
Why? That was a very interesting move. because
why are the Padres doing anything?
Why? I don't.
Well, they don't have to pay him.
Not yet. And I mean, that makes the rotation. He just replaces Blake Snell, so their rotation is still very good. And their offense, I mean,
their offense is solid. They have a this year or next year under control.
Right.
And then
Soto, it's not horrible.
And then he'll be 30 going into free agency. That's the biggest thing with the Yankees. If you're not willing to shell out those kind of money deals right now, if you're not going to replace Garrett Cole, you're going to waste the year of Juan Soto. You basically traded for Juan Soto for nothing to basically put a bat in the lineup and hope your offense scores 20 runs a day.
I mean, yeah, if they're not going to replace him, I mean, they're saying 2 months.
And that's without seeing the actual doctor yet.
It's really, you're really pushing it.
How do you, like, hey, it's not torn, but we feel like something's wrong, so we're going to get you checked out more? Like,
yeah, I don't know what that means. Listen.
So it is torn, but you don't want to admit it, so you're going to go tell someone else to say it out loud?
There's a lot of things that happen in sports injury-wise, and I go, oh, you know, Met has had that. I know what's going on there.
This is new.
This is different a little bit. I'm like, so is it partially torn? They say there's no tear. So, like, are we saying there's no tear, but he has all the symptoms of a tear, so what the fuck's going on? I feel like that's
his arm bionic.
Yeah, like, they're like, no, it's all there, but he looks like he has it. And I don't. That's a little confusing.
What does he have left on his contract?
Cole? Nothing. I think this is it for him because he's going to opt out. Well, he could opt out. Now, we don't know, you know. If he's hurt, he's not going to opt out. But I think he had an opt out at the end of the season.
He has a player opt out that would leave 4 years and $144 million on the table.
Right.
The question is he the one saying, hey, let's keep this all quiet and stuff? And
the Yankees have been pretty historically quiet with their injury stuff. I mean, we saw last year Rizzo had a concussion for 2 months and nobody did anything about it. There's been other cases.
Okay. You ready for this? Ready for this? Sure. Wonderful little tidbit in his contract. Player opt-out availability after 2024. If exercised, team can avoid opt-out decision by adding a 10th year to his contract. Oh. So basically, the team could say, go fuck yourself. You're not opting out, and we're going to give you another year after that.
That's interesting.
Another $36 million. So basically, it'd be $36 million a year for another 5 years.
Because if he were healthy and good, then there's no reason you wouldn't do that.
If he was healthy, well, I mean, the reason you would do that is he says, hey, I'm up there in age. Give me less money so you could afford other guys. I'm going to opt out. Give me 5 years at 25 instead of 36 a year.
He's not going to do that. This is the guy who lost the World Series with the Astros and then put on the hat for his agency right after.
So, I don't know. All that matters is first lefty starter opening day since John Neese.
I didn't realize that John Neese started an opening day. I'll be completely honest.
I remember John Neese started opening day. The great, great. What the hell was his name? Dylan G started an opening day.
Dylan G did start an opening day in 2014, I think. Pelfrey started an opening day.
What a life. What a life we have then.
Bartolo started an opening day.
Yes. Okay, you ready? We're going to go through it.
Where are we starting?
We're starting last year. Scherzer, right. McGill.
McGill because Jake got hurt. Oh, my God.
Jake. Noah, Harvey. Cologne started 2015, but yeah. That was because he started the one in 2015 because it was on the road. And they were setting it up for, I think, Harvey to start the team opening day, the City Field opening day, if I recall.
I don't know if that's the case.
Because I remember they or Jake maybe to start the opening day.
That would make more sense because he just won the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, they were setting it up to start. Cologne started. DeGrom pitched the second game. Cologne started the last road game on that trip.
Yeah.
And Buddy Carlisle got the save in opening day for Cologne.
He did.
Because Henry Mejia stomped something in that field. Now is the end of it. All right, so behind Cologne in 15, 14 was Dylan G, 13 was John Neese. So Santana was...
Then it's a bunch of Johans, yeah.
It was Johan in 12, Pelfrey in 11.
Oh, right, and then back to Johan.
Then Johan, Glavin, Martinez. I didn't realize we had Glavin for so long.
Yeah, he signed in like 03.
He was here for a long time, jeez.
Yeah.
Because it was Glavin, Pedro in 06. Pedro in 05.
Right, but Glavin was on both of those teams.
Right, because Glavin did 04 and 03.
Yeah, correct.
Pedro signed in 05. That's why he started his opening that you had. That was that game in Cincinnati. Weren't they up like 7-0 in that game or something?
They were up a good amount, and then Braden Looper gave up a home run to, I think it was Austin Kearns.
They were down 3-1 going into the second inning, tied after three.
Beltran had a good day. I know that.
Up three going into the bottom of seventh. And they go three runs in the top of night. Danny Graves got the win, by the way, in that game.
Great.
Who, fun fact, you know my picture with Cliff Floyd of me and him at Giant Stadium?
I don't know that picture.
Of us in our tank tops and our chains hanging out.
Okay.
It was the Katrina game against the Saints, where they moved it from New Orleans because it was like the second week of the season. So they moved it to New Orleans and they called it a Saints home game at Giant Stadium.
Okay.
And we were in the parking lot. A limo pulls up and a guy gets out and we're like, who the hell is this guy? And then these girls get out in American flag bikini tops and jean shorts that weren't really shorts. They were basically floss.
Got it.
And then Cliff Floyd gets out of the limo too. And I'm like, oh, Cliff, whatever. It was Cliff's big year. Was it 05? Yeah, 05. Yep, big 05. Year, 05. And then I'll never forget, they're walking away, and my dad's like, who's the other guy? And I couldn't even think about it. And then it took me a minute.
And it was Danny
Graves. And I was like, that's Danny Graves. And my dad goes, who the hell is Danny Graves?
Yeah, I don't. Were they there? They were just there to go to the game?
Yeah. And they pulled up park next to us. And Kaz Matsui led off the game, by the way, in 05 with a home run. Because he always led off the season with a home run.
He did. 3 years in a row.
Beltran went 3 for 5.
Yeah, he had a good day.
With a home run, with a 3-run homer.
And then it all fell apart after that, pretty much. They lost like the first 5 games of that season.
Pedro, 6 innings, 3 hits, 3 runs, 3 earned, 12 strikeouts.
Yeah, he struck out. I think he struck out like 7 in a row or 8 in a row at one point.
Manny Ibar went an inning, 2 hits with a run. Daisung Koo went an inning with 2 strikeouts.
Mr. Koo!
And Looper went 0 innings, 3 hits,
he
3 runs.
He didn't get it out! He didn't get it out! He was so bad!
Fun fact, Ken Griffey Jr. was on that team.
He was their closer for like multiple seasons.
He gave up the walk-off home run to Adam Dunn in the ninth inning.
No, it wasn't Adam Dunn.
Hold on. Adam Dunn hit the home run to make it 4-6.
Okay.
And then Joe Rotunda. No, Dunn hit the home run to tie the game. And then Joe Randa.
Joe Randa. Brayden Looper had multiple, like, had a good amount of saves for two seasons with the Mets. His ERA was not bad. Maybe I'm just overreacting how bad he was.
Oh,
he had a 2.7 ERA the year before. Well, he had almost a 4 ERA.
I will never forget 06 playoff game one against the Cardinals just booing the hell out of him when he came into that game.
He was actually pretty good with the Cardinals the next year. What? He became a starter?
What? For like a week. He was like,
was a starter for 3 years. What the fuck happened?
Well, Wainwright was in the bullpen, so you needed a new starter.
Because I'm just looking at his wins, like, jumped. I mean, he wasn't good. Again, he had a 5 ERA and a 4.16 and then a 5 again. But who just becomes a starter at 32 years old? What the hell is going on?
Okay, so let's first off, you ready for this one? I'm gonna read you the Cincinnati Reds starting lineup from that 05 game.
Can I guess?
If you think you can figure out this leadoff hitter,
what position did he play?
Second base.
All right, so it wasn't Brandon Phillips.
Nope, wasn't on the team yet. Definitely was not on the team yet. Wait till you hear their shortstop.
Go ahead.
All right, D'Angelo Jimenez.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Next, we had Griffey,
okay,
Sean Casey, Austin Kearns, Adam Dunn. Was your 2-5?
That's a heck of a lot. They could have hit that team.
All right. Then you had Joe Randa, their third baseman. Rich Arella was their
first. Rich Arella! I think he won
Jason
a World Series.
LaRue was their catcher.
That name sounds familiar.
And Paul Wilson was their starter.
No, he wasn't.
Then for us, we had Reyes, Kaz, Beltran, Piazza, Floyd, Doug Minkiewicz, David batting 7.
Wow.
Eric Valente was the starting right fielder.
Somebody had to be hurt. Why was he starting opening day? Who was like their regular right fielder that year?
Excuse me. First and foremost, you watch your mouth about Eric Valente. He hit the last cycle ever in Montreal.
The person that it says got most of the at-bats in right field that season was Victor Diaz. Oh, Cameron. Oh, yeah. Okay, it was Cameron. I guess.
So Cameron, where was Cameron opening day?
Why was he not on opening day? Yeah. He hadn't. Well, he hit. No, he couldn't have smashed his face yet.
No, he smashed his face later in the year.
Yeah. So he must have been banged up to start the season. Something happened.
I forgot Willie managed that team.
That was his first year.
What a team. What a bench.
Ramon Castro.
Chris, Anderson Hernandez. Looking. Remember how hyped up everybody was for Anderson Hernandez.
Brian that was Dalbeck. The year. Played for the Mets.
Was that the year? We went to Danny Graves was on that team also, by the way. The 15 Mets. So he not only did he get a save for the Reds on opening day, he pitched for the Mets later.
He had a 5.75 ERA in 11 games.
Oh, my boy Royce Ring.
Royce Ring.
The 05 team.
Okay.
Was the year we went to a game. It was me, Danny, our other friend Danny, and his brother Kevin. And we sat about three. Danny's uncle drove for this guy who owned field level box seats. And as you remember, the old stadium, box seats meant you had basically four seats with your name on it.
Right. But they were in a square.
Right. So we sat there for a game. It was like a Sunday day game. We're sweating. And we're starting a roll call. And we get Doug Minkiewicz to notice us. So then we moved to second base. Couldn't hear us if his life depended on it. So we just yelled at Doug Minkiewicz the entire game. the entire game. And I'll never forget, this old guy yelled at us for yelling at the game.
At Doug McDavid.
At anything.
Did you ask him why he stole the ball in the World Series? Do you remember that story?
Yeah. I mean, I would have stole it too. Yeah. Listen, we signed him because he was a World Series first baseman.
It's true.
He was coming off a World Series first baseman, by the way.
Yeah. He just left the World Series.
If you go back on Baseball Reference, the 2004 season, and look at the team batting.
I really don't want to look at it. I know it was Mason Phillips
as catcher and Mike Piazza as the first baseman.
Mike Piazza playing first base still hit 20 homers and an 806 OPS. He still hit pretty damn good.
And it lists Jose Reyes as the second baseman. I remember Kaz Matsui's first at bat in Atlanta, him hitting the home run, and I went nuts. And my dad was like, it's opening day. It's the first at bat for the guy. Let's see how well he goes.
Your dad is wrong. Your dad is usually right, but your dad is wrong. That was lit.
It was in Atlanta. Moment. We're not supposed to do things well in Atlanta. No. And this guy just went into Atlanta and crushed the ball to dead center.
Yeah.
Over Andrew Jones. Like, Andrew Jones couldn't wrap him up.
We talked about him the other day. Richard Hidalgo hit 21 homers in 86 games for the Mets. Wow. Just hitting nukes. Mike Cameron, 30 homers. Oh.
That year also, there was another game later in the year.
This is 04 or 05.
I believe it was 05 also.
Okay.
But it was a Friday night game against Milwaukee.
As you say this, I'm going to look it up.
And it was the three of us, and I think my friend Jordan was with us also this game. I think
you're
Jordan.
You're saying it was later in the season?
No, it was like April. It was early season. Maybe middle season. It was a Friday night against Milwaukee. Mike Cameron tied the game in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Okay.
And then they walked Piazza. I don't remember who their closer was, but they walked Piazza with bases loaded on four pitches.
To lose the game?
To win the game. Right. Milwaukee lost the game. Like the Mets.
The Mets won the game.
Speaking of home runs, Vientos, home run.
Let's see here.
Got to find the game versus Milwaukee.
The only thing you got wrong is that it was a Tuesday night.
Maybe?
It was Tuesday, April 2nd. Oh, I'm sorry, Tuesday, August 2nd.
I guess that makes more sense.
It ends with a Piazza walk in the 11th inning. Mike Cameron hits a home run in the bottom of the ninth to tie the game.
And if I remember correctly, if you can find the highlights of it, you'll see like me, Danny, and Danny, like us sitting there. Listen, they still have the Montreal Expo website up. You can find highlights from that game. So let's see. Let's see the Padres.
We don't even know what they gave up yet.
There it is. It just came out. Okay. So I'm looking up the Padre prospects list. Drew Thrope is going the other way. Is number 5 on the Padres.
Okay.
Their number 8 guy. Hario Arate.
Arate. Arate, I don't know. Can't pronounce that. Got it.
I don't see this other guy. Wilson.
Or Zavala.
And Zavala.
Okay, so.
Hold up. Stop everything.
Oh, no.
Did we know that there is a Homer Bush Jr.?
No, I did not know that there is a Homer Bush Jr. My God! I was at a Yankee game, I think, where Homer Bush hit a home run for the Blue Jays.
He was a Blue Jay.
I couldn't tell you what
year it was. He was also a Yankee for a little bit. also ended his career as a Yankee.
Homer.
He actually won a couple of World Series rings.
No, he didn't.
He was on the 97 team. He was on the 98 team. Jeez. Well, 97 they didn't win, but he was on the 98 team. He didn't play a lot, 45 games, but still.
Homer Bush, if you would have asked me how many home runs Homer Bush hit in his life, I would have said at least 100. He's hit 11.
What a horrible
name. I saw one of them, I think.
What a horrible guy. What the fuck? He needs a new name.
He really does.
Like, it should be no Homer Bush.
Honestly, like, this is...
It's very upsetting for a guy whose name is Homer Bush.
I know. I was going to be like, well, it's going to be hard to find his Homer games. No, it's not.
They're all right there.
There's only 11 of them.
Now I got to look this up. Let's see. Is there a YouTube video? A Homer Bush home run arm highlight video?
There's got to be.
Homer Bush home runs. Homer Bush hits first career homer, a three-run homer.
Home run log. Here we go.
Apparently, his son went to Grand Canyon.
Okay, he never hit home run against the Yankees, so it wasn't Homer Bush. Maybe it must have been somebody else.
Maybe you saw him hit one as a Yankee?
No, that was in 1998. I wouldn't have been going to a Yankee game in 1998.
Why not?
Because it was after that, I remember. It was somebody on the Blue Jays. I don't know who the fuck was on the Blue Jays.
This guy has a home run against Aaron Sale.
Let's see. Yeah. I don't, so the names aren't coming to mind in this Blue Jay team.
He has never even like hit one off someone like.
He hit one off Doug Davis. That was the only one that stood out.
Paul Abbott.
I don't even think that's the good Abbott.
Isn't that the one with the one hand?
No, that's Jim Abbott.
Oh, that's right. Steve Sparks.
Name sounds familiar. I think he threw a knuckleball.
He was the. Was he on the Anaheim? No, he wasn't on the Anaheim World Series team.
Brad Radke. Brad Radke was good for a little bit. Maybe like 15 minutes. Danny would be miserable right now. Shut that thing.
Hi, Vay. Anyway, back to football, like we were talking about that we wanted to talk about tonight. Here we go. Michigan fighting their way into the NCAA tournament. Here we go.
Oh, God.
The odds of them to win the Big Ten tournament was like plus 9,000.
Did they fire what's his name yet?
No.
It's time. It's really time.
I mean, it's like a tough spot. It's like, is it worth it? Is it really worth it?
At the end of the season, they should fire him.
We just want a football championship. Does basketball really matter?
It does. Team
is good again.
Well, it's time to move on to the next member of the Fab Five. So it's time
Where's
to hire
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber, yeah. Because you can hire Jalen Rose too. He's coached.
Chris Webber called the timeout though, so I want him to be the coach.
But he called a bad timeout, so why would you?
I know, that's why we want him to be the coach. He's got to get the redemption.
He's got to redeem himself.
Right, he's got to get a good timeout.
Yeah. He also traveled on that play.
We don't talk about that.
You don't talk about it. I watched that, which I found out recently that isn't a 30 for 30. It's just like an ESPN Films thing. It might have been before they even were doing 30 for 30s.
Because they used to do little like shorts and stuff about things like
you
that,
go,
which okay, turned so into 30 for 30s.
If you go on Hulu and look at 30 for 30s, it's not in the list. It's in like a, it's called like ESPN Sports Presents or something like that. I've watched that like 14 million times. So, but yeah, get one of those guys back.
Isn't it funny that if they call a traveling on him on that play, nobody is talking about it?
Well, they're going to talk about the fact that he traveled, and like he's going to, because they get the ball, they're going to lose the ball at that point and then lose the game.
Yeah, but calling the time, at least on the travel, you're just losing the ball. You have a chance to get the ball back.
You could steal it back, I guess.
Right.
The timeout, they get the shot.
Timeout, they've taken a shot.
Also, the coach of that team, like, still coaches to this day.
The Michigan team?
The guy who coached that team, I think, is still coaching somewhere.
Steve Fisher.
Is it San Diego State?
He stopped. He retired in 2017.
Okay. It was a long time. He was going for a while. Jesus, 2017 is a long time ago.
Oh, he's still coaching.
That's essential. To me, that was like yesterday.
Do you realize it's been basically 4 years since like COVID?
Yeah, like today is 4 years since or yesterday.
Like this week, yeah.
Which is just nuts.
Someone I saw posted on like Twitter or something, or X, whatever it's called today. Boy, we could use one of those again. Sitting at home and getting paid by the government was great.
Could really use one of those right now. Anyway.
Wouldn't it be fun? Wouldn't it be worth it?
No, it's not worth it. But
or do NFL. It, but leave sports on. Do it, but leave sports on. If this you time. Can because do I that. Could only watch, I could only watch the entire Marvel timeline so many times again.
I'll run out. I don't know what exactly.
Especially because it sucks ever since Endgame. So keep it away from me.
Yeah, COVID killed Marvel. Actually, is what they think happened.
Isn't it crazy that he literally snapped his fingers, the world ended, and Thanos died. The world ended, and poof.
Marvel whatever Studios. The COVID number count is, add one more. The MCU, because I'm telling you, it hasn't been great since.
Well, they finally announced the Sony announced October will be Venom's movie release.
Yeah, great.
And it's called Last Dance. And apparently the picture had Spider-Man in it. So apparently they're in that.
No.
You're not going to have, what's his name? Not Andrew.
Not Andrew?
The young guy. The one who did, yeah. Apparently, he like agreed, because technically Venom was part of Tom Holland's world.
I know, but they also said they're gonna do Spider-Man 4, like the original Spider-Man 4. That
well, Sandman is signed up. The guy said they asked him would he redo Sandman. He goes, I was supposed to. Till Sony scrapped it, I was. Sam Raimi had me signed up as Sandman first.
Right, but I don't. And they're also re-releasing all the just the movies, like every Spider-Man movie that's happened.
They're on
they're putting them back in theaters though.
Oh, I did see that. I did see
so
that.
So you can go because they need to make money back from Madame Web.
The fact that she came out and said I've never seen this movie because it was trash.
No, she's been going hard on this movie. Which, you know, why not?
I mean, even Michael Keaton's like, I don't even know what I was doing when I got to Morbius.
Yeah. Okay, this is,
I tried watching it. The answer is no.
No, Michael Keaton. Did you see who did the Oscars?
Batman.
Yeah. No, that's Batman bullshit. Beyond
movie. I need a Batman Beyond
movie. Okay, but did you saw what they did at the Oscars?
Yes.
Schwarzenegger was not his Batman.
I know.
That doesn't count.
But it does count because Schwarzenegger knows that he got a shit Batman.
He unfortunately got a shit Batman, but get out of here. That's not your Batman. Let Danny do that by himself.
No, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Okay. Well, where's Jack? I don't know. He can't be doing anything else. Bring him up there.
Jack is like,
I know, he's like 100. But who else is he
doing? I don't even notice him at Laker games.
No, like, I don't think he like has a public life anymore. I think he's that old.
I know he like retired from movies.
Yeah.
Did he's you 86. Know?
He's probably yeah. It's probably time.
Who was it that I was listening to recently on a podcast?
Arnold Palmer.
No. I know I just listened to Zack Snyder.
He got... That was not good. The podcast? He got a lot of hate over that.
He did, because he said that more people have seen Rebel Moon than Barbie.
No, but he also said, why can't Batman kill? What's the big deal? Like, you just don't understand Batman, brother. Sorry. You don't get it. I don't know who put you in charge of this. You don't get it.
He's becoming too big with his director cuts. Because he was talking about it. Because I listened to the episode. And he was talking about it. He said, with Rebel Moon, Netflix agreed. They're like, oh, we need it to be PG-13. And they have a second one coming out. Like, there's a second addition to it. I never saw the first one.
No, I didn't see
it. But then in, like, that's coming out, I think, like, April. That's why he was on the show. But then in like August, they're re-releasing both of them as R-rated, or not rated, or haven't been rated yet, because his director cut is R-rated.
Rating things, first of all, part of being a director is working with a studio
to make sure the rating
collaboratively to make sure this movie is going to sell well. So if you're just doing your own fucking thing, that doesn't count. And that's the same thing with the Snyder Cut. Part of being a director is being able to fit the movie into a timeline, not 5.5 hours. So he's just not good at his job. I'm sorry.
In fairness, his director's cut of
I'm sure it was great.
Justice League was great.
I'm sure
it was a lot better than the actual Justice League.
Out of principle, I'm not watching because that's not a movie. You want to make a limited series called Justice League? Knock yourself out. That's what you did, which is great. I'll watch that. It's not a movie.
I remember watching it and just being like, all right, I'm ready. Every time there's a break, I'll take like a break, like a mini series, like you said, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I didn't take one break the entire movie.
Well, what is it? It's like 5 hours or 4.5?
Four hours, something like that.
Okay.
But now they're also pushing.
It's not quite a mini series.
Now they're also pushing Patterson's Batman out another year. Yes,
pushed it to 2026, October 2026.
So part of the rumor on that was that Gunn wants to figure out a way to incorporate that into his universe, even though he originally said when he took over DC, he wasn't going to incorporate, he was going to let them finish their series, but he was going to do his own thing, Batman.
He still should.
No, he still should, yeah. But again, I need a Batman Beyond movie with Michael Keaton before he dies.
But he was just basically what he just did.
No.
I know. It wasn't that.
So the problem with the Flash movie, if you watch the cartoon version of that movie.
I watched it.
It's Thomas Wayne who's Batman.
Correct.
When he goes into the new world.
Correct.
It's not Bruce. Bruce dies.
Yeah.
In that world. So that's where it really, I mean, it was shit anyway, but like still.
Well, also the animated version is significantly better.
Oh, 100%. 100% better. But I also did like
Thomas Wayne is a douchebag, but like on purpose.
But I did like how recently Grant Gustin said, if they called me, I would be Flash in a heartbeat. If James Gunn calls me. And actually James Gunn said, honestly, he's on the top of my list for Flash. And he was good as Flash on the show. I mean, granted, I stopped watching after a bunch of years, like towards the end of it. But like once Arrow ended, they were all basically just trash.
I never got into those shows.
Arrow was the best one. And then for some reason, a couple months ago, I started rewatching the whole thing. And I was getting through it pretty quickly. But then I got towards the end and it started mixing in all the other characters and stuff. And it was just like, instant throws. And I'm like, as great as the show.
The other thing is like, there are so many more DC characters that they haven't gotten to in the movie universe. Like Green Lantern they haven't really, they haven't gotten. I mean, obviously they made the crappy one with Ryan Reynolds a million years ago, but they haven't gotten to him. They haven't gotten to Green Arrow. They haven't gotten to the side characters the way the MCU did.
Right. But it's also tougher in DC because people don't really know those. Like Green Arrow, nobody knows it.
Nobody knows Green Arrow, but
people know Green Lantern.
People know Green Lantern, they just didn't do them. People know Flash.
They were going to do Green Lantern. The Zack Snyder had a scene made with Green Lantern. It's on the internet.
Well, they never got to because it wasn't successful enough.
Correct. It wasn't successful enough. His daughter also killed the idea of that Justice League. Let's face the facts. Unfortunately... His daughter committed suicide, remember?
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's why he left the original movie. And he had that vision of multiple movies. Like, he knew that it wasn't going to be a four-hour movie in the theaters, the first one. He knew he was going to make two parts. And in the second one was when they were going to finally get to actually fight Darkseid, but they were going to have more Justice League guys get involved. Like,
it's weird. Because I know we shouldn't be comparing it to Marvel, but it's impossible not to. They never got past phase one in the DCEU.
Correct.
And it's
Man
like
of Steel. People love Man of Steel. It was a great movie.
I didn't love Man of Steel. Again, so like I didn't love Man of Steel. I didn't love Batman vs. Superman, but they were fine. But again, if you're comparing it to Marvel, you go back to the MCU. Iron Man 1 is great. Everything else, and I really like the Cap, the first Cap. The rest of
I didn't
those
think the
movies,
first Cap was any good.
I like it. I'm a Cap guy, though.
Right.
I'm wearing, show my shirt. Wearing. Three of those movies, before you get to the first Avengers, are not great. Like, they just knocked it out of the park with...
Thor wasn't good.
Hulk wasn't good. Hulk was terrible. Great. They recasted Hulk, and...
Well, they recast Hulk because Edward Norton didn't believe in the movies.
Right. And Edward Norton, Iron Man 2 wasn't that great, I didn't think. So,
nope.
Even.
And that was it for the first phase, right? That was the only one.
That was it. It was Iron Man
1 and 2.
I'm trying to think. I think it was like Hulk came out, then Iron Man 2, then Thor, then Cap. I don't whatever the order was. Those five, and then Avengers 1, which was fucking awesome to me. That's still one of my favorites to this day. So, like, they didn't really knock it out of the park.
Iron Man, Incredible Hulk, Iron Man 2,
yeah.
Thor, Captain America, right. Avengers.
So, like, Iron Man 1's great.
If it wasn't Avengers, for Iron Man 1, you don't have
correct. The rest of them. And Avengers is great.
And then when you look at the second phase, Iron Man 3, not good.
Not that good.
Thor, Dark World.
Nope.
Winter Soldier was good. I'll give good. You Winter
okay.
Soldier.
So now that's where we kind of pick up steam right there.
Guardians.
Great.
Ultron.
I like it.
I liked Ultron.
People don't love it, but I like it.
And Ant-Man is also considered phase two. That's which I did two. Enjoy.
Yeah.
I think it's like one of those like fun ones. It's not like a serious one like the other right. ones. So then you have phase three, which is Civil War, which again.
Awesome.
Awesome movie. Basically, Strange was kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was good to introduce him, but weird.
Right.
Guardians 2.
Good.
Very good. Homecoming.
Good. Good. I like Homecoming.
Ragnarok, awful.
You don't like Ragnarok?
I thought so many people I know like that movie.
I love
that.
I thought
it was not that great.
Okay. It's so that's my thing with like it's Love and Thunder I also didn't like, but like it's the comedy. If the comedy doesn't hit for you, then it's not a great movie.
Right. After that
Ragnarok it hit for me. It didn't Love and Thunder.
Right. After that in this phase was Infinity Black Panther, which was great.
Yep.
Infinity War, great.
Obviously.
Ant-Man and Wasp.
Whatever.
Was good. Was good yeah. enough to put them together.
Great post-credits.
Right. Captain Marvel was...
Eh.
It was good enough to introduce her.
Right.
But it would have been a lot better if you kind of introduced her early on and then just kind of kept her away until you needed her. That could have been part of like phase one, introduce her and then just never see her again type of thing.
But
I mean, then it's Endgame
and
Far From Home.
Far From Home, and that's the end. That's the end of phase three.
Right.
Right. So,
and then four goes into Black Widow, which is I thought it was good. Yeah. And not like anything special.
It was okay.
The problem with Black Widow is it was supposed to come out, remember? And then they held it off for theaters to open.
It was supposed to come out when it was set in the timeline, like, which is, I think, right around Civil War.
Right, that sounds about right, yeah. Shang-Chi.
I like
Shang-Chi. I've tried watching that a couple other times, and I just haven't been able to.
I like it.
It was good. Haven't heard anything about the second one that's supposed to happen.
It's everything's
Eternals coming. I never watched. Well, I did, but I shut it off right away.
So Eternals got bombed by the reviews because of stupid political things. I actually enjoyed the movie when I saw it that first time. I haven't watched it.
Watch it again.
Yeah, I have not watched the movie since. But the first time I watched it, I liked it. But now we're getting into, well, maybe Spider-Man's next.
No Way Home.
Yeah. I mean,
then you get into Multiverse of Madness. Now you're getting into the ones that's like,
the more I watch No Way Home, the less I like it.
No Way Home was,
it's just fun. Like, it's just, oh, look, it's just cameos. But whatever. That's what it's there for.
Multiverse of Madness was trash.
Blah.
Love and Thunder.
Trash.
Outside of him basically working with his daughter, it was trash.
Yeah, I didn't like
that. That was kind of cool to see with the two of them at the end. Sure. Wakanda Forever was good.
Good enough.
I gotta watch that one again. And then we still have two other phases already, apparently. Oh, Ant-Man Wasp, Quantum, whatever.
Quantumania, I didn't love
it. Yeah. Guardians 3 wasn't bad.
I liked Guardians 3.
I expected to be more...
Sure.
Hurtful in that one, but it didn't hurt as much. And then the Marvels, and then this one also has Deadpool, Wolverine,
right?
The Captain America, which is releasing Valentine's Day of 2025.
Okay.
And then Thunderbolts is coming out in May, which is basically all the bad guys from all the shows, right? And
with Harrison Ford.
No, Harrison Ford is in Captain America.
But I think he's in He's Thunderbolt. He's Thunderbolt.
Yeah, no, he gets introduced in Captain America.
Right, but he'll shoot.
Which will then lead into And then they have Phase 6. They have Fantastic Four, July of 2025. Blade, which they've been talking about for 10 years.
Yeah.
And then 2026 and 2027 is Avengers 5 and Secret Wars, which they're going to change everything.
So a lot of this rests on how good that Fantastic Four movie is, really.
Correct. The Broncos have officially announced Russell Wilson released post June 1st designation.
Okay. So I think that's the one that the cap hit is smaller this year.
But
one next year as well. So it's like it was like 39 and 45.
That just means that like there wasn't the Steelers weren't gonna pay most of his contract because they probably said to the Steelers, hey, how about a 7th-round pick? You know, and you could just take him.
Yeah, that wasn't happening.
But we knew that wasn't happening. The Bengals officially signed Sheldon Rankins from the Texans.
Okay.
Let's see what else we missed.
Well, do you want to recap the Giants' moves a little bit?
I'm going to start off with this. Let's talk about the major loss. Yep. Saquon.
Yep.
That guy hasn't been a Giant since the end of the 2023 season. Because if he wanted to be a Giant for his career, he would have signed the franchise tag, been in camp, and been like, I'm coming to camps. I'm going to work out. But while I'm working out, we're negotiating. We're getting me a bigger deal.
He tried that already. It didn't work.
He tried. No, that was basically what he was doing, though. But that to me, and then signing, what, an extra $500,000 is what he got last year he ended up taking?
I guess. Are you as annoyed that he went to the Eagles as everybody else's?
No.
Okay.
People are calling him like John Tavares going to Philly and stuff, and I'm like, let him go to Philly.
There were multiple people that I saw, and again, this is just random people, but it was like they were glad he's gone, like they were done with him before
he like I said last anywhere. Year he was gone. Yeah, I wanted him to re-sign and stay, but I knew he was gone last season.
But like
as soon as they said they're not going to tag him again, as soon as they announced they weren't tagging him again,
he was free agent. Annoyed with him as a player this past season?
Yeah. He didn't play up to the way he played the year before. He missed a good portion of the season.
Sure. Okay.
You know.
That makes sense.
And again, and I'm going to give credit for Justin from Talking Giants for this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like me, just like him, 2018 NFL draft, I didn't want him. I didn't want him in 2018. Okay? Nothing against him. Nothing against the player that he is. But in Big Ten football, when you're the every down running back, the kick returner and punt returner, you're getting hit a lot.
Yeah.
And your body's going to feel that a lot. And we basically had two good seasons out of Saquon out of six.
Now, who would you have picked?
Oh, you want to go through the 2018 draft?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, is it Sam Darnold?
No. I am going to show you the first round.
I know you don't like USC quarterbacks.
Has nothing to do with that. But no, I'm not taking Sam Darnold. The guy I wanted here the most was Quentin Nelson. That was the guy I wanted that entire draft. Okay? That's who I wanted there. Because when they said, we're taking Saquon so we can give Eli Manning an option, my first thought is, you're giving him an option, but you can't protect him. You're still not protecting him.
Right.
When are we going to protect him?
So you wouldn't have went with one of the quarterbacks.
I wouldn't have went a quarterback. I would have kept Eli. Because if you were going to be bad, wasn't the next year the good quarterback class too, 19?
Well, I mean, you took a quarterback next year, so.
Right. There was plenty of quarterbacks the following year.
You took Daniel Jones.
Right. So, again, it's not like we needed a quarterback in that draft. We were looking at quarterbacks that were coming out the following year anyway. Okay? But, again, I'm not taking Saquon with the second pick. You don't take running backs, especially, again, out of conferences that just run the football.
I don't disagree. I said this when they picked them. That taking a running back in that pick is irresponsible.
And again, this goes back to David Gettleman ruined the New York Giants. Think about it. When did they draft Andrew Thomas, right?
Wasn't that 2020?
2020, right? So think about it. If they had Nelson in 18, right? And you get to 2020 and you could draft a guy like Andrew Thomas. Now your left side is Andrew Thomas and Quentin Nelson for a long time.
It's pretty sick.
A pretty solid left side of your offensive line for a really long time. Even though now we have John Runyon Jr.
Good luck with that one. He wasn't even playing the whole game by the end of the season.
Yeah, but he hasn't missed a game in 4 years compared to everybody else on our line.
He hasn't missed any. Look. He's fine.
Was he the right tackle or the right guard or left guard for you guys?
He was playing right guard for us.
Okay, because everyone's saying he's going to play left guard for the Giants.
I think it's interchangeable, but we have a better left guard. He was playing right guard, but he was getting cycled in with another guy because he struggled early in the season, but the whole team struggled early in the season. And then at the end of the year, he kind of picked it up.
See, I know I'm going to hear
he's a starting lineman.
I know I'm going to hear the shit because the guy's from Michigan. But there's this kid, Keegan. He plays right guard. He's going to be a middle of the draft guy. I want him. Okay. I'll take him to play my right guard.
I think that's, regardless, I think it's a smart move to draft somebody behind this guy immediately. He'll be a starter. He'll be serviceable for a couple of years. And you have to grow somebody behind him.
Listen, Michael Strahan said it the best. It's going to be great watching his dad in a Giant jersey.
Yeah,
It's going to be great. Listen, I've said this. When he was in college, when he was in the draft, I wanted him to be a New York Giant. Because watching 10 years of his dad versus Michael Strahan.
It's fun.
Was literally one of the most fun parts of, like. Yeah. Like, I was talking to my buddy Anthony, who I hang out with the football games, right? And he always talked about always watching offensive lines. I said, honestly, I watched the game, but back in the day, Strahan, John Runyon, that was the match. Like,
yeah.
Hike. McNabb calls Hike. I'm watching that matchup.
Right.
Until the ball's out of McNabb's hand. And now the guy's a senator in New Jersey. So, welcome. Some sort of congressman in New Jersey.
He's something. I don't know.
I thought that was a solid signing.
He's not, like I said, he's solid.
I'm not a thrilled guy of the other offensive lineman, because the one video I saw of him, he literally, there was a hike and he stood up and two guys ran right by him.
This is, I can't pronounce his name. Lumiere?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I did want Glasgow, of course, another Michigan guy. I saw he was a free agent, but he's staying in Detroit.
Okay.
You know, I look at SEC and Big Ten guys, offensive linemen, and those are the guys I want playing offensive line for me.
Okay.
Those are the conferences I'm looking at offensive line. Pac-12 is a very spread out football conference.
They're the only conferences left in football.
Right.
But yes, they play significantly more pro style than those Pac-12 guys who are just pass blocking the whole time.
Right, and the big whatever they're called, whatever Texas was a part of, and
yeah, 10, 12, Big 12,
whatever, 14. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Listen, I still want another guy to come in and battle Evan Neal.
Okay.
I need a guy in here to. I want Evan Neal to. Ernie this year.
Isn't he moving inside? Isn't that the plan?
So the plan is to leave him outside, and apparently this guy from Oakland is going to be fighting him for that outside spot, and they're going to try and bring in more guards. So that's going to – and honestly, I'm okay with Singletary. He's a reliable back.
I mean, he's there. He's a person with a pulse.
Yeah, but he also knows the system. That's the other thing.
True.
And he's a pesky little guy. So it's like one of those little pesky running backs that you got now back there. So it's kind of like, okay, that's good. But have you heard Luke Combs blowing up recently about the Carolina Panthers?
He went off on the Panthers yesterday. I did see that.
Okay. You also have to find the clip of him on the McAfee show today.
Oh, God.
Worst franchise in sports.
I mean, he's right.
He said this straight up, right? He goes, this owner, probably a great businessman. Guess what he's not good at? Running a football team.
Yeah.
He goes, I'm great at music, right? I'm not going to the combine and picking out the best lineman.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. I mean, somebody tweeted out what they would have gotten for him at the deadline. And
yeah,
they were
supposed to get they were offered multiple first round picks.
Yeah, it was
the Rams.
Multiple first at the deadline for the Rams. And they said no. So it wasn't even, this wasn't even last offseason where it was like you got a full year out of him. A
couple months ago.
No, you knew you stunk. And you got 2 months out of him. It doesn't make any sense.
You could have moved him and gotten in the first round. Guess what you don't have this year, buddy?
A first round pick. Do they not have any?
Picks? Like at all? Do they trade them away?
No, they don't have a single first round. They didn't get anybody else's anything?
Panthers draft.
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do. List of all the Panthers draft picks. Second round 33rd, second round 39th.
Okay, so they have
third,
another
fourth, two fifths.
That's from the Bear trade.
No, they have they to got use nothing those else this year from the Bears.
No, I mean,
they have nothing from the Bears.
So what's
the second round pick is theirs? The other second round pick is ours. is one of ours. They have a third, a fourth, which is both theirs. They have a fifth from us, a fifth from the Titans, and a sixth from the Cardinals.
So just that's it. What they got from this giant trade and what they
is had. Their draft capital.
Oh my god. I mean, I guess I think with those 2 seconds, because I was looking at some Packer Nuts. Talk today, and it was just like what, you know, what the draft value shit, like what, because they have the Jets obviously second, so people are saying package, I think 25 is what we're picking, and the Jet pick, and where can you get, and they're saying that can get you up to like 15 or 10, I think, like value wise. It doesn't mean the team's going to accept it. If you take both those seconds, you can get to like probably 15-ish if you want to do that. If not, I mean, for them, they need bodies. So I would just take both your, you know, make your picks and that's it. You know, quantity is, I think, a little more important than quality at the current moment for them.
What was the thing I just read? Aaron Judge says he underwent an MRI on his abs yesterday, and he said he will not swing a bat till probably next week. Said there's no need to rush to play opening day.
Oh my god.
So, did they hire Ray Ramirez?
They might have.
These guys are just falling apart. But yeah, I'm excited for Burns. You know, apparently he's Spider-Man. So we have Spider-Man on the team now.
He didn't have as good of a year last year as he did the year before, but they were terrible.
The first I think is he has 46 sacks in 5 years. I'm pretty sure that matches the Giants' total in 5 years.
Anything that happened last year on the Panthers, you kind of have to take with a grain of salt. Because when you're just so bad like that, it's tough.
Listen, you kind of feel bad for Bryce Young at this point. Like,
no, I don't.
Poor guy's going to die.
He might. They signed somebody, though. Oh, they traded for Deontay
Johnson. How excited are you to lose to Sam Darnold twice a year?
I don't. I don't know.
Fun fact, my friend who's a Niner fan was upset that he's not a Niner anymore. I go, how? What? Huh?
Like, it lasted, like, 4 months where it was like the Packers are in trouble. The rest of the North is coming. And it's like,
you blew out the Bears opening week.
Ruined the Bears franchise week one. Already beat Jared Goff and the Lions on Thanksgiving in their house. And the Vikings are the Vikings. So it's like the competition of the division is now, the Lions are still a legitimate competition. And Jared Goff is a good quarterback. But the other two quarterbacks are a rookie and Sam Darnold.
Listen, when I die, I would like to come back as either a child or an athlete of Kirk Cousins' agent.
That guy. And it's like somebody read all in my head.
$329 million guaranteed in his career.
In my head, the Vikings were a good team with him.
Right.
They weren't.
They weren't great.
They were 9-7, 10-6, which is fine. It's not great. They were barely above 500 always, except for the 1 year they went 13-3 and were complete frauds, and they lost to the Giants in the first round.
Listen, I am going to give, outside of my first rounder this year, the rest of my draft picks from this year, two of the Vikings for Justin Jefferson.
The memes that I was seeing,
that poor guy,
of Justin Jefferson was Justin when Justin Jefferson sees Sam Darnold go in the huddle were so funny. I'm him, I'm asking for a trade right now. I'm out.
Apparently, he did, and they said no already.
Okay, well, you don't have to show up.
Don't show up. Listen. You want the perfect scenario? Swap him and T. Higgins.
No, but the whole thing with T. Higgins is they don't want to pay him.
Right, but if he goes to Minnesota, they could pay him. Let Jefferson come there, and trust me, you're going to pay Jefferson because then you got the three of them from LSU.
I know, but they're not going to – they have to pay Jefferson more than they would have to pay Higgins.
And who they don't want to pay – who's their
they don't want to pay anything.
Who did they give – who did they get to running back? They signed somebody.
Hold on.
Who did they pick up?
I have
a Zach Moss.
Yeah, but yeah, he stinks. That was a – that's a downgrade.
100%. 100%. But do you really need a running back in that offense? That's the
key. Yeah, you need something. You need a person.
Well, when you
give up. Jefferson is on his 50-year.
Kenrick Pryor is your number two receiver.
Jefferson is on his 50-year option right now, so he needs to get paid.
And Chase has one more year, I think. I think Chase was the year.
Yeah, Chase stayed one more year, I think. Or had to stay one more year.
Yeah, because I think he was younger. Yeah, Chase has his fifth-year option next year. So he'll either get his payday this year.
Right.
Or they'll just wait and do it next offseason.
Yeah.
Listen, they may have gotten rid of Joe Mixon and said, Chase, ready? Let us get rid of Higgins. Let us get him off the books, and we will pay you.
I'll be interested to see what happens to them this year, because they never really got started last year. Joe was never really healthy. We'll have to see. The Browns signed Jameis Winston. I didn't realize
they did. And then the Colts signed Joe Flacco today.
I saw that the Colts signed Joe Flacco.
Jameis
to be Deshaun's backup is very funny.
We got guys eating W's. We got guys getting massages. It's gonna be a fun time. And then they got Judy, which arguably Winston or Watson. Outside of Wilson, is probably the best quarterback Judy's played with.
Well, that's the thing. So, like, when that trade was reported, it was, like, star wide receiver Judy going to the Browns. They gave up a fifth and a sixth. And he's never had over, like, 800 yards in his life.
And then –
I know he was a high draft pick.
They gave up a fifth and a sixth, so, like, there are Jet fans out there thinking that they can get Sutton for, like, a seventh. And I'm like –
well, I mean
– did you know Sutton was their one?
Like, yeah.
Judy was like their four receiver.
I know like the talent is there, but we'll see. I don't know.
We'll change the scenery. And that offense now, Cleveland is stacked. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of guys there. If Watson can play like what he was supposed to be.
And you know what the biggest question is?
The fact that they're the Browns?
Chubb's knee.
Yeah, I know.
How is he going to come back from that?
I mean...
Listen, wide receiver-wise, you got Cooper, Elijah Moore, Judy, right?
It's not a bad group.
You got, and don't forget tight end, you got Njoku.
Njoku, yeah.
So, you still have Ford. You signed Hines out of Buffalo also.
Is Kareem Hunt still there?
No.
Might be a free agent. We'll see. This should be interesting.
Yeah, he's that. That's an interesting division. But even the Jets are like, are we going to do something? Like, I'm also happy that Skip Bayless is one of the few people that know about punctuation on social
media. Oh, my God. that was another of the memes. It was all like the work that Kamba's doing right now. Holy shit. Twitter still got it sometimes, man. It does.
X.
Nope, I'm calling it Twitter. Sometimes
it'll always be Twitter to me.
Yeah, it'll always be. That's my Twitter.
By the way, another good Rogan podcast recently was Kid Rock. Was good.
No.
And actually, the one I'm listening to right now is Kevin James. Is actually pretty funny.
Okay.
I didn't know they actually toured together when they first started. They basically...
As comedians. That's interesting.
Yeah. Joe Rogan was one of like Kevin James' big hype guys, he said.
So the Jets signed Tyrod. So
when Aaron steps on the field week one and
when he has to go do his political campaigns, Tyrod can play.
So they were talking about this on Robert and Tiki.
Yeah.
If he's on the ballot, he automatically gets Secret Service.
I suppose so.
Would you prefer the Jet offensive line or the Secret Service protecting him? Are you allowed to switch out the offensive line for the Secret
Service? Probably the Secret Service. God. What a fucking disaster that guy is.
Aren't you happy you got rid of that guy?
I'm so happy. Like, listen.
Listen, I said it here. You're loving a second round pick right now. It's better than nothing.
I said it here. I was ready for it to happen when it happened. It's only gotten better since then, I'll tell you. I'll tell you that.
Like, and then Evan Roberts is like, this is supposed to be the year we're winning. And Tiki was like, wasn't that like a year ago right now?
It's never going to happen for the Jets. It's just like, not going to happen.
Because, like, again, the Jets really aren't doing anything. Like, they have a lot of cap space, don't they?
I think so. If they didn't spend it all last year on old people.
Well, they had the big cap jump this year, remember?
Yes, the cap did go up. So they haven't really spent. The
Jets have $12 million in space.
Yeah, that's
not... It's not really, like, a lot.
No.
The Giants are going to have to restructure Daniel's contract.
Or just get rid of him.
Can't really get rid of him, but still. I mean, if you get rid of him now, the cap hit goes up.
Yeah.
$20 million, so it's not worth... I mean, if you do one of the Russell Wilson releases, it's 47 for this year. So his cap hit stays the same this year.
No, whatever
and
it goes, whatever
and
they
the dead pick... cap next year will be 22. But you could just release him next year and have a year of 22 and a year of 11. So you might as well just
right
at that point. You might as well.
Here's the year. So whoever they pick, they play with behind him this year, and that's
listen,
it.
They could pick a rookie quarterback and say, if you earn it, we'll cut him. We'll eat the cap space. We'll deal with it. We'll play a year with no cap space. Just going to go up next year, and you're going to get him off the books. You're going to then get...
Do a Matt Flynn, and he'll just back up, and then you get rid of him.
That's what I said at work today. I was like, you can just Matt Flynn it.
Yeah.
Again, Matt I Flynn think... I'm looking at Penix in Minnesota. That's what I think.
You think?
Saving him till like that 11th spot, I think, is the best, because then he can... beat out Sam Darnold.
Yeah,
show up, see that. Beat up Sam Darnold. My biggest problem was Combine weekend. Kleb Williams was a dick.
Yeah, I mean...
He literally said, why am I giving all the teams my medical? What do I care about the bottom of the first round?
I mean, he's not wrong.
He isn't, but what if one of those teams was looking to trade up with the Bears, was talking to the Bears about trading to get that pick?
To me, that means he already knows. He's spoken to the Bears. He's had his meetings. They're not trading the pick, and they're just taking him, and that's it. So why waste your time? I don't disagree. It's like
Fields to Minnesota. Fields is going to get cut and go to Minnesota and then beat the Bears
twice. Good. Whatever. That's a good thing. Wherever he goes is bad.
I think if you put him in the right situation, he'll be better. And you know where the right situation is if they don't draft the quarterback? Denver.
No. Here's – somebody said it today, and the suggestion was he needs to do what Trubisky did, which was basically go to
– Pittsburgh?
No. He went to Buffalo first.
Oh, yeah.
Go to Buffalo. Go to San Francisco. Go somewhere with an offense. Go to the Rams. Be their backup for a year, and then they'll come out of it and be like, oh, he's changed. You should see him now, and he'll get a shot somewhere, and you'll see if you can take advantage of it. Or what is his name? Mariota did the same thing. Or at least tried to. It didn't really work for him.
Okay. My next question to you.
He's just a bad quarterback.
Who wears number 8 in Atlanta?
Bijan?
No.
Nope.
Kyle Pitts.
Kyle Pitts.
Well, I knew so who's wearing it this year?
Kyle Pitts.
Not for $100 million guaranteed.
So that's a big, to me, that's a big
what has Kyle Pitts done?
It's not his fault. He got open. You watched the game. He was there. Open. He was open.
Every fucking play.
Every play. Comes to the fourth quarter from throwing the ball, but he was open every time. We often see those, you know, Rolex, dinner, car. Well, not really a car, but whatever. It's going to be an expensive number to buy, I think. The what Cubs really should do is wear seven and just throw everybody off. Just fuck up. Fuck it up. Get the Vic jerseys back out because I'm wearing seven. They definitely didn't retire his number.
Did they?
No, definitely not.
Hold on. Apparently there's a picture out there. Let's see if I can get it up quickly. Also, Tacoma needs to learn how to tweet.
Why?
Edwin Diaz will be leaving the team. Is how he started.
Well, somebody's having a baby?
His wife's due any day now, so he's going to leave camp. But still, like...
So Kirk wore 8 at Michigan State, too. So he should only ever worn 8.
No, he wore 12 in...
In D.C. You're right. So he can wear 12. I don't think they have anybody that wears 12.
We all got dirty bird giants on.
Oh, my God.
Atlanta Falcons. Four teams. So Atlanta Falcons is one of four teams who do not retire numbers, by the way.
So they don't retire numbers.
Correct.
So they
there's
do the...
your...
Okay.
There's your...
But do they do their thing where they just don't give them out?
Well, considering B.J. Robinson is wearing number 7, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I guess they give them out.
Okay.
Nobody they wears 12, though.
Like, does anybody wear 2?
Nobody wears 12. Nobody wears 2.
Okay. So maybe they just, like... Because, like, if they're going to start, Matt Ryan's
the start.
Yeah.
Yeah. But only if they have a flag that says 28-3 on it when they retire. Put that on there. Put it on the bottom. What year was he drafted there? Was it? Please tell me it was 2003.
No, it was 2008.
Imagine he played there from like 03 to 23. They had to put that on the banner.
No, it was 08, I think.
I would be so mad.
That would cause me to not retire his number. I'd be like, Matt, this is what it would say. I can't put it up. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Bal. We'll put your name on every wall. I promise. We will tell Mercedes to go screw themselves and name this place Matt Ryan Stadium.
It's going to be Matt Ryan Field at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But we can't put the 28-3 up there. Sorry. I love somebody. The Bears signed Jonathan Owens, who was a defensive back, who's married to Simone Biles.
Yes.
Simone Biles then tweeted, she's very excited that she doesn't have to take connecting flights to go see her husband anymore. It's impossible to get into Green Bay. So people were
The girl's got how much money? She couldn't get a private plane?
She couldn't get a private plane. So people were making banners for the Bears that said, no connecting flights.
But now she has
to call...
It's
not easy being in the NFC North.
Now she has to call what's-his-name's wife to redo her jacket because she had the Packer jacket.
She does have to call Juszczyk's wife, which is... Somebody tweeted something funny. So Juszczyk, I think he took a pay cut. And
he took a pay cut to stay there, yeah.
He's never going to leave San Francisco. It's in the
I said at work, I'm like, why does this guy even want to play anymore? Why does he even want to play anymore? He doesn't have to. She makes so much money.
I don't know. But yeah, so she's gonna have to make them.
She got an agreement. The league signed her. Like she's putting out quotes on the website.
It was still so funny. She made all those quotes, and it's all this person's girlfriend, that person's girlfriend.
And
she made one for Aiden Hutchinson and gave it to Taylor Lautner.
Of all people, you gave it to the guy who becomes a wolf.
She's making a Hutch one, and I'm like, oh, I've never seen his girlfriend. I'd like to. Nope, Taylor Lautner.
He has a girlfriend, though. He does have a girlfriend.
I'm sure he does. I'm pretty sure
they're either engaged or married. One of the two.
I'm sure. But it was just very funny. Anyway.
Interesting of the Chargers. Keeping Bosa, keeping Mac.
at the moment.
No, they had till 4 o'clock to get. Oh, well, they had till 4 o'clock to get under the cap.
And they cut Mike Williams.
And they cut Mike Williams, so they only have like $4 million of cap space.
Right. So if they want to do more shit, somebody has to get cut or traded between them two and Keenan Allen.
Well, they said that they call teams about Khalil a bunch. They've been calling a bunch of teams.
But like, they're
not really asking for much for Khalil. Right. They said like a fifth, maybe even a seventh.
It was a foregone conclusion. I thought they were going to cut Keenan Allen, but now when you think maybe Harbaugh won that franchise,
he means more to that team than Mike Williams. That's what I think it came down.
I think they're banking a lot on a coach coming in and settling things down. If I had to guess.
Justin Herbert's contract.
He got paid already.
I know he got paid, but like, are there outs? Like, because like, what does that deal look like long term? Because is Harbaugh eventually going to bring in his guy?
No.
Okay, so he's under contract for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years before he has an out.
Yeah,
and each year, it's like a whole. So this year, if they caught him, $129 million dead cap. Next year is $110. The following year is 72. The following year is 50. And the following year is 28.
He's not going anywhere. That's his guy. That's his guy.
He's stuck with him.
I don't think it's stuck. I think he wants him. Like, that's his guy. Now,
here's the other thing.
Sorry, JJ.
Why is McCorkle in Jacksonville?
That's a great question. I don't know why they wanted another
McCorkle,
another backup quarterback.
Well, they didn't have a backup quarterback. That's why.
Is Trevor Lawrence bad?
Yes.
What happened? I think I'm chalking up a lot of what happened last year to him being hurt.
He was hurt last year, but can he be healthy? Is the question.
But his knee exploded, and he just kept playing. Yeah, so like, I think he's fine once he's healthy.
This year is going to be a big factor because this is year three. So now you're coming up on, do we pay you?
I think is it year four?
Was he COVID year?
Yeah, I think he was.
Or is he year after
COVID? No, Burrow was the 2020.
Yeah, this is going to be year three for him.
No. That can't be right.
That definitely can't be right.
That feels wrong.
This is year four. This is
going to be year four. So year one doesn't really count with him.
Well, year one was 21.
I know, but it was fucking, what's his name?
Urban.
That was a mess. So that doesn't count. Year two, he showed it. And then last year he was banged up. I think he's better than people. A lot of people are writing him off, and I'm not. I'm not so quick.
This will be the year, but this is also interesting. They let Calvin Ridley walk.
I know. And they gave Gabe Davis like a fucking bag.
Where did Calvin Ridley go to?
Tennessee.
Why?
That's a great question. I don't know why.
Does he know Will Levitt is the quarterback in Tennessee?
I don't think he does. I think he still thinks it's Steve. I don't know why you'd want to go to Tennessee.
I would have called Atlanta and be like, hey, can I come back now?
You're alone. Like, Derrick Henry's gone. You're rolling. Oh, I got Tony Pollard. He's pretty good.
Until you get to, like, the one-yard line.
You're going to throw in a one-yard line.
But, like, is Will Levitt good?
No, I don't think.
Isn't Tannehill still there?
That's a great question. I don't think so.
Ryan Tannehill contract. No, he is a dead cat for this year.
He's a dead person.
Tennessee Titans depth chart. Let's see. Depth chart. Quarterback, Will Levitt. Mason Rudolph was signed. There you go. That's why he signed there. Mason Rudolph.
What?
And Malik Willis. Oh, they still have Hopkins, and they have DeAndre still. They have Hopkins.
Okay. Potential landing spots says Colts or Broncos, maybe. Who? Tannehill.
We'll take the Colts off of there now. They signed Flacco.
Uh-huh. So could still be a Bronco.
Could still be a Bronco. They have zero cap space, but have fun with that. Good luck.
So if you are a person looking for a quarterback, and I give you the option of signing Ryan Tannehill or trading a third-round pick for Justin Fields, what are you doing?
Trading a third-round pick for Justin Fields.
So now so where is he going to go? Because Justin Fields can't even find a spot.
So I'm going to give you teams with cap space that he can fit, that he can actually fit and maybe even earn the spot.
He doesn't need cap space, though. He's not going to get that much.
Washington?
They're drafting somebody, but he can back up. That would be
fun. He could come in and start the beginning of the season for the guy.
Because they don't have anybody. Yeah.
Right. Well, they have Sam Howell. The Patriots.
Oh, right. Okay, so he could do the same thing there.
He can go be the backup in Seattle.
He could.
He can go be the backup in Arizona, and if Murray gets hurt, he's in.
Okay.
Cincinnati. He could be a backup in.
Sure.
Denver. Mm-hmm. He can go and earn the Vegas spot.
He can. He definitely can. Do they have
There's anybody? No question about it. He can probably start in Carolina if they want to save Young's life for a year.
What is Vegas doing? Do they have a person
who plays? Yeah, they have. What's his name?
He's a free agent, I think.
No, they have Aiden.
Oh, my God.
They cut Jimmy.
No, they signed Gardner Minshew.
Oh, that's right. The best RV in Vegas history.
He's not going to Vegas.
Right. The last place he needs to be is a place with Gardner Minshew.
Okay. Gardner Minshew. All right.
Severino, 4 innings, 2 hits, a run, and 3 strikeouts.
Pitch good. I told you.
He's probably going to be the day two starter.
I would assume so, yes.
Yankees going to be cautious. Thanks.
Thanks. All right.
With that being said, two main prospects are really promising pitchers per Tommy for the White Sox.
Okay.
They're both top 10 prospects, so yeah, you got a haul for them. Still don't have any idea what direction the Padres are going in, but good luck with them.
Neither do they.
They're clearly playing for that division that they clearly think they could beat the Dodgers for.
Great. Good luck.
And the San Francisco Giants are probably better than them.
No, I think they're better than the Giants. They might not be better than the Diamondbacks, though.
Mm-hmm. You know Tommy Pham is still a free agent?
I do know that.
That just proves how all the rumors about him being an asshole in the locker room is.
Clearly.
Because he would have probably been signed if he wasn't. Can we just sign J.D. Martinez and call it a week?
Like, they really want Vientos to get at-bats.
Which is fine. Guess what? J.D. Martinez is a DH.
Well, they want Vientos to be the DH.
Yeah, but if Beatty's now out because he got scratched last minute with tightness.
He did.
Now you need a new third. Now Vientos is your third baseman. So
he could be. Anyway.
Anywho, with that being said, we will be back in a couple weeks with our baseball preview show. Until then, everybody enjoy your evening.